When federal officials denied a waiver to allow senior care to continue, they said the state had failed to show the program was budget neutral. Governor Jim Doyle disputed this and contended the administration was instead intent on wiping out any program that might compete with its prescription drug plan, Medicare Part D.
And that's really what we were up against at the end. They don't want to have anything out there that demonstrates that there's a better way to do that than the Bush Part D plan.
Doyle says he hopes state legislators will approve an alternative that's close to senior care. Under that program, the elderly do not have assets counted against them like they would under the federal prescription drug benefit. That's why Tom Frazier from the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups says many Part D applicants in the state cannot get low-income subsidies.
Two-thirds of all the applications from Wisconsin seniors for extra help under Part D have been denied. We think that probably 90% of that is due to the asset test.
Federal government officials have urged Wisconsin to set up a wraparound program that would work in conjunction with Medicare Part D. The state did present Medicare officials with such a plan, but at the time there were no willing private bidders. Governor Doyle has $120 million in his budget to help seniors pay for prescription drugs, but says federal money is needed to supplement that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.